possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there and like, here are the people on the panel. So I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Braun. Because like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you. Because I just...
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Cool to have you hanging with us here on WGR on a Thursday afternoon. Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope today. I am the Bulldog and very happy to welcome noted podcast co-host with our Sal Capaccio, as well as sports director from WKBW Channel 7, Matt Beauvais, to the West Her Hotline. Matt, if I did this whole song and dance about this being the first time you were on the show 2 or 3 years ago and I forgot about it, I apologize. But I think this is the first time you've been on this show. Am I right about that?
I think you're right, and I think that's probably why I'm so unbelievably nervous right now.
Wow.
Because this is a big debut, and I'm a little bit scared. I don't want to mess it up and make it my last time.
I don't know why it's taken us this long. You've been under the umbrella for a while now with this podcast with Sal, and I just I don't know.
How many times you can have Matt Parrino on, but not Matt Beauvais?
I know it's on us. It's on me for not dialing you up. Anyway, man, congratulations on the series on the stadium.
Yeah,
by the way, like that was, I know, had to be a labor of love for everyone involved, but you guys did a great job. I mean, home run city.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was certainly fun to put together, and it felt like we needed to do something special getting ready for the final season. And I was like, you know what? We have this gap between when mandatory minicamp ends and when training camp starts. Why not do seven? I mean, it's Channel 7. Why not do 7 episodes on the stadium specifically? Just because when we get to this point, there's so many things going on and there's so much to talk about. So it kind of fit the void.
Yeah.
The interviews were awesome. Everybody was so excited to talk about it. And I feel like that's when you get the best stuff, right? When it's something that people are excited to talk about. And with the stadium especially, almost everybody can remember their first time there, the people who they were with, the favorite memories that they've had along the way, the favorite games they were there for. So it was just kind of something that we didn't need to screw up. And we're really happy with the way it pieced together.
Is there something or a few things that for you really stand out as the absolute peak highlights of the whole series? Or is that too hard a question to ask?
No, there's probably a couple things that stood out. Honestly, I appreciated some of the ways that people opened up that don't always open up, like Sean McDermott was really good with his interview and really candid about kind of sharing the story about how when the stadium is now no longer standing and he's no longer here, one day he hopes that his kids and grandkids will go there and look at the site and be like, hey, your grandfather won a lot of games here. And that's where he really kind of started to cut his teeth in the NFL. There was a longtime ticket worker, Deb, who worked for the organization. And I asked her, it was one of the first interviews we did. I just said, hey, what do the Bills mean to you? And she just broke down in tears and said everything. And then I looked behind me and everybody in the room was basically sobbing. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, but it would also be so incredibly poignant that I was like, okay, this is going to be really good.
Yep.
And then getting Marv on the phone was awesome. As you know, somebody who, I'm from Western New York, so to hear the stories about Marv Levy and know the legend of Marv Levy, but we never interacted with each other. Marv Levy has no idea who I am, but I called him, and he was willing to talk about the stadium, and that was the first person we got to talk. And I was like, okay, like we got Marv. We got Jim eventually. We got all the heavy hitters from the 90s and then some incredible people from the current era. So it was there was a lot of really good moments, but probably Deb breaking down in tears right off the bat was like, whoa, this is going to be pretty powerful.
Well, on to the 2025 Buffalo Bills and the Rochester portion of training camp and all the great ice cream and everything. It's all over now, so I know. Shed all your tears. I've never been, so I don't know. I've been to camp. I just have never been to Pittsford Dairy.
I feel like maybe we've both been.
I'm missing. I mean, how badly are we missing out, Matt? I mean, it's ice cream.
Okay. What you just said, I feel like is an incredibly accurate take. It is delicious ice cream. There are a lot of places where you can get delicious ice cream. If you are at St. John Fisher University, it's really close by, and it's a really cool place to go. So it's certainly convenient, but it's not like I would make a special trip for it. I feel like there are places that are in Western New York, like our part of Western New York,
right,
that have just as good ice cream. So it's really, really good. But I also don't want to oversell it and be like, it's the greatest ice cream you'll ever have, because then I would be lying. And like we said earlier, it's my first time on the show, so I don't want to lie to you guys.
Fair.
Good first step.
So I'm usually at camp it depends how many Sundays they play, and then I go out and do the show there on Sundays. And the last 2 years, it's only been once because I have the Ganson tournament the following week, and they're usually there. So when I'm there, I get one chance. Ice cream, I love ice cream. But I'm out there and I'm like, okay, this is my chance to get a garbage plate. I'm going to go do that. And if you've ever shotgunned a garbage plate, which is kind of how I would describe how I eat it, which is I feel terrible afterwards. I feel – and then I have an hour and 20-minute drive back home. There is no way in hell I'm topping it with a milkshake or any ice cream afterwards. So that's why I have
choices have to be made.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
you have to make the smart choices, and you know, obviously, what your body can handle and what your body can't handle. And I certainly would not be doing that combination if I was getting ready to go into a car. And by the way, congratulations on the Ganson win.
Thank you.
Talk of the town, Nate. So very, very well done.
Thank you, Bove. I appreciate that, man.
Talk of the town.
Yeah. Listen, I know it sounds.
I mean, he barely works here, Matt. You don't have to butter him up.
It sounds dramatic, but he's kind of right, Bulldog. He sounds dramatic, but it's pretty right. Yeah.
Matt Bove from Channel 7 and co-host of the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with our Sal Capaccio on
Zach,
the Western.
Better not clip that out either,
on the Western hotline with us. So how about how this has gone so far? I mean, the injuries this camp have been maybe the story of camp, but fortunately, I guess Maxwell Harrison is the most serious of them, and even that isn't a season-ending type deal, so you know, knock on something wooden here. They've escaped without anything horrible happening, really, but they've got a lot of like nickel and dime type stuff that's just eaten into practice time.
Yeah, the big one to me is Cole Bishop, and it's just because it didn't feel like he could afford to be missing any practice, but he has missed most of training camp. So now it's like, okay, when he comes back, is Taylor Rapp going to be back from his injury? And if he is, are they actually going to get any snaps together? Because it feels like the safety position to me is probably still the biggest question mark on the entire roster. So for Cole Bishop, he's probably going to start. I think that it's his job and it's Taylor Rapp's job. He just hasn't been able to get those reps, so that's concerning. The good thing about it's not a good thing. You don't want anybody injured. But with the Harrison injury, the way Trey White has played the last 2.5 weeks, I don't think he was winning the job anyway. I think that was going to be Tre'Davious White's job. So now it feels like he can kind of ease his way back into things a little bit, which is definitely nice. And then the only other, like, significant injury, even though there's a lot of injuries, the only other really feels like week-to-week one right now is Khalil Shakir. And Sean McDermott told me today, I asked the question, do you think he's going to be back by the start of the regular season? And he said he does. And Sean doesn't always really give timelines either. So that makes me think that they are pretty comfortably expecting Shakir to be ready to go for week one. So yeah, I mean, the injuries are a topic because there are so many of them, and it might get really, really messy in this first preseason game with who they have out on the field. But it does feel like they've escaped, you know, anything super major and just anything that's going to really linger into the start of the regular season.
Matt, I want to stick with safety because I think it's a interesting position to the points you made with the injuries, and Rapp's kind of been in and out of practice, but he's mostly been there. It is disappointing. We talked about it with Sale last hour. It's been disappointing that he hasn't been available and in practice. The guy I think everybody is sort of asked about when I brought it up on Twitter a couple days ago, well, what about the Derek Forrest kid they signed? Like, he's started games in the NFL and looked pretty good for Washington a few seasons ago. And obviously, you know, the DeMar Hamlin conversation is difficult to have because I think that, of course, that they know that they can trust him if he's got to go out there and play. But I think the whole point was upgrading from him last year. And now we kind of sit at this position where I don't think any of us are here saying, like, well, Cole Bishop's not going to start because he hasn't been in practice. But I think everybody's wanted the Cole Bishop thing to run a little more smoothly, and his first action, he gives up a deep pass, which never happens, and Sean McDermott deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't been the best starts, and I felt like, to your point, it needed to be a strong start to this training camp.
Well, and that's the thing, that going back to the Hairston injury, he's going to have to deal with what Cole Bishop dealt with last year of, like, okay, how are you going to get ready for a season and be counted on when you don't have the snaps in training camp? And now Cole Bishop is dealing with it again. I mean, he's going into his second season and he's never had a full training camp. But I know that, you know, we're not talking about the biggest sample size here, but it's also not like it's the deepest room. Like, you brought up Forrest. The only other name really in the mix that I think we need to pay attention to is Cam Lewis. Mm-hmm. I think in their minds, they're viewing Cam Lewis now as kind of a primary backup safety. So I don't even know if it's a guarantee that Forrest makes the roster. I think they might keep what they know in DeMar Hamlin, and then a player who's really versatile in Cam Lewis, because he can play safety and he can play nickel cornerback. And I know some people are going to be listening to this right now and they're groaning, oh, position flexibility, versatility, we're so sick of hearing that. Well, that might be the difference in keeping 5 wide receivers or 6 wide receivers. Mm-hmm. It might be the difference in keeping an extra defensive lineman after you deal with the Hoyt and Ogunjobi suspensions and those guys come back. So I think that they have to get a little bit creative there, but Cole Bishop being injured isn't doing them any favors. The only good news is it feels like he's close to coming back. So even though he did miss most of training camp in Rochester, he should still probably be back out there next week. So if he's back out there next week, he can get into a preseason game or two, probably play a ton of snaps. I'm still kind of mentally preparing myself for, okay, it's Cole Bishop, and he's lined up next to Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, I think that is a big spot to look. I mean, the Bills really went to work on this defense in the offseason. I mean, the draft picks and the free agents, I mean, it's there's a lot of new faces. But on that back end, like, there is a certain comfort in having gone through a year with Hamlin as a starter back there with Rapp. And, you know, this show, we sort of have a thing with the word fine. Like, fine. How's your meal? It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I ate it. It was good. It could have been a lot better, but, you know, fine. I'm fine. And I think Hamlin is, like, the very definition of how this show uses the word fine. But I think you want more impact plays back there, right? That's the idea behind getting Bishop out there, the athletic profile. Everything should, if it hits, you should be able to get, you know, something in between what you had last year and what you had at, like, peak Poyer and Hyde, which I know that's a very high bar, but you want to get back to something closer to that than just sort of getting by.
Yeah, and theoretically, all of the effort and resources you put into the defensive line should also improve the safety.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
50 play, just because the quarterback shouldn't have as much time to make something happen. So that's why it's like, okay, yeah, if you can get fine, that's not ideal. I think Cole Bishop has a higher ceiling, but I also think because of the rotation they'll have on the defensive line, because I think Trey White, right, which is crazy, I wouldn't have said this 2 weeks ago, I think Trey White now might even be an upgrade from what they got at the cornerback two position for a large chunk of last season. So now you've theoretically, like, once again, improved your corners, you've improved your defensive line, and you should have Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard playing together. So now I feel like if you have a couple holes, maybe they won't be so glaring just because you have improved in other places. I think sneakily this defense could be really good this year. I don't think it's going to be elite, but I think it's going to be much better than it has been, and they need that because the defense has failed them in big moments. But I'm starting to get the sense that the defense is better than the maybe outside of Western New York audience realizes or is giving them credit for.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Bernard because you tripped a wire there. I thought to say this a few minutes ago when we were talking more about Bishop, but what Bernard went through in his second year when he was, you know, designated as taking over a starter's role after Tremaine Edmonds left in free agency, he missed all of camp. And I think even the Orchard Park portion of camp, and wasn't really ready to go until shortly before the opener. And he got out there and just was making plays right away. And hopefully Cole Bishop doesn't miss that much time, but it's kind of similar to the situation that they were in with Bernard when he was, like, you know, taking over a starting role.
It almost happens every year that there is some random player who we're not talking about enough who kind of jumps onto the scene and really outperforms what their expectations were. And a few of the names that I think are the candidates for that are obviously Cole Bishop. He just fits the profile, second year, whatever. Dwayne Carter is another one. It's like, what exactly is Dwayne Carter? I feel like a lot of people have kind of overlooked him because they've added so many other people on that side. Maybe there's growth from Dorian Williams and whatever rotational role he is in, even though you really like Milano and Terrell Bernard. So I do think that's a good point, though, about, hey, let's not completely write off Cole Bishop because maybe he just needs a couple weeks and get familiar with the defense and not the actual physical side of being out on the field.
If you had to put a wager down on how the James Cook situation resolves, he just comes in and plays on his existing contract. They reach an agreement on something maybe like the Kyren Williams extension from 2 days ago, or he doesn't get an extension and chooses to sit out regular season games. Where would you put your chips?
So actually none of the three. I think the most likely outcome is that they give him a couple million dollars almost to appease him and just get him back into the building. Well, he's already in the, I shouldn't say that. He's already in the building.
Yeah.
Get him back practicing and available and ready to go. And then they circle back to all of this next year just because the Kyren Williams thing makes sense to me. I understand that contract. There could be some similarities there. But the big difference, and some people might not like this, some people might think that James Cook is way better than Kyren Williams, and I don't think that's crazy. Kyren Williams is on the field all the time.
Yep.
He is on the field more in that offense than pretty much everybody besides their offensive line and Matthew Stafford. James Cook isn't on the field more than half of the time. So today, Josh Allen is talking about, hey, we really hope we get something done with James Cook. We desperately want him. And then a minute later, he says, I think Ty Johnson's the best third down back in the NFL. It's like, okay, for sure. Right. But if you think Ty Johnson's the best third down back in the NFL, you're not taking him off the field. So are you willing to give James Cook what he's asking for to be a player who, let's say he even increases his workload 60% of the time? Is he worth $11, $12 million? I don't know the answer to that. If you could get him around that price, I'd be fine doing it for 2 or 3 years. I don't think that would be a bad move. But I'm certainly not going higher than that, and I'm certainly not going longer term than that. But that's just me. But I think what ultimately happens is they write him a couple million-dollar check, they add it onto his contract, he comes back, he plays, and then they reevaluate. Because, I mean, he's not going to get 16 rushing touchdowns again. There's going to be some touchdown regression, and then maybe it's a number that is easier to fit into your kind of formula moving forward.
So the other guy that this year, I think a lot of the conversation around outside of Keon Coleman, because I think he was probably front and center as the guy that everyone had been talking about and needing a good camp this year, and by all accounts is definitely having that camp and a lot of highlights for Keon Coleman. The other guy is Dalton Kincaid, and I know I think yesterday or maybe it was this morning goes down late in practice with a little bit of, I think it was a knee, but nobody really made a big deal out of it after practice, but or maybe his ankle, maybe that's what it was. Where are you, Matt, with his role on this offense going into this year, and just how important is his change for you, his importance, him being good as the important piece to how this offense maybe gets better than they were last year going into this year?
Probably the two guys you mentioned are the two biggest X factors I have on the entire offense. I think I would still trust Dalton Kincaid a bit more than Keon Coleman. That doesn't mean that I don't think Keon Coleman can be an effective player. I just think the skill set for Dalton Kincaid and the lingering injuries he had last year were probably more significant than we think. And it's easy to go back to the AFC Championship game and that ball in the air and hitting the ground and that leaving a sour taste in everybody's mouth because, you know, it's a play he probably should be able to make. But I still think Dalton Kincaid has a big role in this offense. I don't think – would any of us be shocked if Dalton Kincaid leads this team in targets this year? I don't think any of us would be shocked. That's not happening with Keon, right? So that's why I think he is legitimately the biggest X factor, because if you get a rookie year Dalton Kincaid version plus a little bit of improvement, we're talking about a really effective and useful tight end. So I don't exactly know what they're going to do on offense and how much 12 personnel they're going to run and how much Dawson Knox is going to be involved. So I don't know if he's ever going to be, you know, a guy who's getting 120, 130 targets or a Trey McBride or anything like that. But I do think that this could be a sneaky big year for Dalton Kincaid. So I do really think he's a huge X factor for them.
All right, Matt, how'd it go for you? How do you think you did? Let's get your let's get the judges' grades out here. How do you think it went?
I think it was fine.
I think he was fine.
That listen that you know what that does? That gets you another call.
Yeah,
that's what that gets. It's exactly what that gets you. Is there anything you got coming up here on the TV side of things you want to promote here, or are you done after this stadium series?
No, so thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on. So yeah, Monday nights we have our show Leading the Charge. The stadium series was running in place of that for the last 7 weeks, but we're just kind of getting ready for football season. It'll be myself, it'll be Joe Biscaglia, and then a guy named Howard Simon.
Oh, that's the show. Howard Simon.
I
can't watch that. Yeah, no.
So that'll be
the glare from his head is just too much. I can't. No.
He keeps us, you know, on our toes for sure. It's a good thing that there's about a 5-second delay because sometimes he'll get really, really heated, which is always super fun to watch
Howard?
And be next to while it's Yeah, it's really, really enjoyable because it feels like if, you know, I'm at a certain level, he will bring us all to a different level when he especially gets angry. So, yeah, we're doing those every single Monday night. During the season, it's 7 to 8. Right now, it's 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And then, yeah, just all of our work on Channel 7, WKBW.com. We're full, you know, you're jumping in the deep end right. with Bill's coverage.
Does Howard still sit there on set with a yellow legal pad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that's all I needed to
Nothing
know.
Nothing changes.
All right. Yeah. No. That goes back to the summer of 1994 when I interned for him at WBEN. The yellow legal pad is still. And for years I did the same thing because you know protege.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right, Matt. This was really enjoyable for us. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
That is Matt Beauvais, sports director from WKBW Channel 7, also co-host of the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with our own Sal Capaccio. We'll hit a timeout here and come back for lots more. A lot to digest from our conversation with Matt. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.